You Money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Select the recording of your game of interest. Once again, this DG Sports. All right, thanks, Dylan. And we can tell you that the Falcons, they'll be dressed in their away black uniforms with the red trim. The Wolverines will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the Kelly green trim. So again tonight, Dylan might have mentioned it once, Wistosa Central wins, they share the crown with Waterford, but Waterford wants no part of that. They want to win the ball game tonight and win the conference outright for the first time since, it's been a while, since 2010 for the Waterford Wolverines. So that's 15 years since they've had a crown. And it won't be easy, as Wistosa won the first game, but we must tell you that in that first game, the 6'6" forward junior for Waterford, Chase Brechtel, he did not play in that game because of a chest injury. So there's a big difference there when you don't have that man in the middle. And Wistosa's got their 6'10" postman posting up low. So we got about 2 minutes to go here. As Dylan said, now it is pretty much a full house here. Wistosa brought a lot of people, as their side is, I would say, almost, maybe there's 10 seats left, if you can find them. And I would, the Waterford side is right below us with the pep band. And that is almost totally full. And the accessory bleachers that they pull out when they feel they're going to have a capacity crowd, they pulled that out, and that is full. So we're excited to bring this one to you tonight. And again, this concludes, will conclude our regular season broadcast. But again, we'll start tournament play next week. And again, when we have Tim Owens on, the commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference, we will talk about tournament play, not just Southern Lakes, as Tim keeps an eye on all the conferences because his Southern Lakes conference teams play a lot of teams in the other conferences. So very shortly, we'll send it over to the PA announcer for the Waterford Wolverines. Then we'll have our national anthem played by the Waterford Pep Band, as you can hear them right below us. And then we'll get this one underway. So let's send it over to the PA announcer for Waterford. That was our national anthem performed by the Waterford Wolverines Pep Band. Now we'll get the starters for both teams, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, for the Falcons, it'll be opener Weinberg, Longry, Griffin, and Luckman, your head coach, James Heilberg. For the Wolverines, it'll be Lepisto, Jamison, Dashner, Gustafson, and Brechtel, head coach Nick Reglin. Now they turn down the lights as the Wolverines will be introduced. Then we'll get it underway here. right. Both teams have been introduced.
Dick, I don't know if you heard that, but pregame there, they used the samples from our broadcast that was played over the whole gymnasium. So it was a pretty cool little touch there.
Oh, I did not hear that.
I don't know if Joey Olson, a friend of the program, did that himself, or excuse me, or if Coach Reglin did.
Nice.
It was your call ringing out over the whole field house.
All right, so it'll be Luckman jumping for Westosia and Brechtel for the Wolverines. And we are underway, controlled by the Wolverines. They'll put it into LaPistol's hands right away as he'll take it across the timeline, being guarded by Griffin. He's going to have a tough match tonight against him. Now they get it over to Gustafson on the wing. He drives inside, pulls up for a 10-footer, no good. And the rebound comes down to Griffin. Boy, his hands are active. Puts up the shot, that's no good. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's airballed. Out of bounds, goes over to Westosia. So a little chuckle there by me on that last possession by Westosia as they're starting to get into it already. Longry with the basketball, gets it inside to Luckman, and he's double-teamed. Now the floater's up, that's no good by Longry. Putback is good. By Griffin. Oh, correction, that was Longry. So 2-0's our score. Westosia with the lead. Gustafson gives it up to Dashner. Now they give it to Beasley, who drives inside, puts up a floater, that's no good. Rebound, again to Westosia, and Griffin pushes it up quickly to Luckman. Luckman puts it up, can't get it to go. Tap up, no good by Luckman. Next one, taken away by Brechtel. He's got to have a big night tonight. Three-pointer, no good there. Luckman with another rebound. Griffin tries to go down to Opener, should say Opener, and knocked out of bounds by Waterford. 2-0's our score. Westosia with the lead. We've played almost 2 minutes. Longry, the inbound. He inbounds to Reinberg, and Reinberg gives it to Luckman at the top of the key. Now they put in Griffin's hand. That's where they want it. Griffin pulls up, shoots, cannot score, and a rebound to Gustafson. Brings it down quickly to LaPistol, and then the three-pointer. The three-pointer's good by Brechtel. And I talked about he's going to have to rebound tonight. He shoots a three-pointer to put them ahead. Now LaPistol steals it, dishes it off to Gustafson, and 5-2 is our score. Waterford all of a sudden on a 5-0 run. Griffin with the basketball now, passes over to Opner. Opner gives it back out to Luckman, and then Luckman goes to Longry. Now they give it to Griffin. His three-pointer, no good. He's off so far, hit the ring, and here comes Beasley. Beasley goes through the legs, now gives it to Brechtel again. His three-pointer is airballed right into the hands of Griffin. Griffin coming all the way down. Puts up a floater, that's no good. Tip up by Luckman was also no good, and we got a foul, our first one of the game. That falls on Brechtel, his first, team first. He's going to be a key tonight. So Griffin at the line to shoot two. Dylan Dooley working the phones also, see if we get scores tonight. First one up is good. There's a key game going on in Whitefish Bay tonight between Racine St. Catharines and Dominican. Second one up by Griffin also, all net, makes it 5-4 at the 15-minute mark. And LaPistol will bring it across. Being guarded once again by Griffin. He passes over to Dashner, now to Brechtel at the top of the key. And we got a Waterford player hurt. And it's Gustafson. Gustafson, so we got an official's timeout. And let's see, they're going to have to sort this out, Dylan. Waterford had possession of the basketball. And checking in for him will be Gavin Reglin. Nope, now Reglin comes back out and Gustafson stays in. So La Pistola inbound, 14:49 to go in our first half. 5-4 is our score. They get it in to Gustafson. He was the one that, I think he had the wind knocked out of him. He'll take it across the timeline. He'll give it up to La Pistola. Now La Pistola gives it to Dashner. Dashner to Beasley on the wing. Beasley on a drive. Puts up a floater. That's blocked. No good. Who other than Griffin gets his hands on the basketball? Now taken away. Taken away by Beasley. He'll put it up. Oh, he teased us, though. He teased us a little bit. I thought maybe he was going to try to jam it. 7-4 is our score. They go down low to Luckman. Then Luckman kicks it out to Longry. Now back inside Luckman. He puts it up. Player control foul coming up on Luckman. Nope, a travel. Wipe it off, a travel on him. So La Pistola inbounds it to Beasley. And Beasley brings it across on a drive, now dumps it out to Brechtel. Brechtel, the floater, no good. Rebound to the Falcons, and they come down quickly. Shot up is no good by Reinberg, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. That falls on Brechtel. That's his second. So at the line for the first time tonight is Reinberg. First one up, shooter's touch is good, makes it 7-5. So Brechtel's going to come out and Veit. Bo Veit will come in, the 6'2" junior guard. Follows DG Sports quite a bit on Facebook. Bo does. Second one up by Reinberg is no good. And the rebound to La Pistola. La Pistola brings it across. Being guarded by Griffin once again. Veit with the basketball now at the top of the key. He's got nowhere to go. Gives it up to Beasley. Now they post down low to Gustafson. Gustafson puts it back out to La Pistola. He puts up a floater. That's no good. And Luckman with the rebound. Luckman puts it into the hands of Griffin. You want him handling the ball. This is a Division I. He's going to be going to an Ivy League school on a basketball scholarship. Also an All-State player last year. Longry with the ball now. He's going to put it up. Couldn't get it to go. But Griffin got the rebound. He put up two of them that wouldn't go. And Gustafson finally comes down with that third rebound. He pulls up for a three. That's no good. And the rebound comes back out to La Pistola. Beasley gives it back to La Pistola. Then they try to go down low to Veit. Can't do that. Guess what? Griffin intercepted it. Elijah. Now they come inside. Shot is up and good by Reinberg. And that ties it at 7 at the 12:30 mark. Gustafson with the basketball now. He'll give it to Beasley. Now Beasley on the drive, puts up the floater. That's no good. And they're going to get him for a player control foul. Jamison Beasley with his first foul of the game. Third team foul on the Wolverines, none yet for the Falcons. Now Oppner brought it up across the timeline, gave it to Griffin. Now they go down low to Luckman, and we're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Falcons, but the minute Luckman gets it, he's He's two people converge on him right away. Now they get it in. Shot up is good by Longry. And that makes it 9-7. Westolsha with their first lead of the game. Gustafson with the basketball now. Gives it up to Beasley. Beasley back to Dashner. Now Dashner to Lepisto. Now to Bolvite for the three. Good. Bolvite with the three-pointer. Makes it 10-9. Waterford with the lead at the 11:30 mark. Griffin will bring it across. He'll pass over to Reinberg. Now back to Griffin. Griffin's going to pull up the three. Slightly blocked. And we got a foul coming up here. Nope, not a foul.
It's going to be an embellishment warning against Schultz there. Griffin, for his little action after the shot.
Okay. All right, 10-9's our score. Waterford with the lead. 11:20 to go in our first half. Lepistol, he'll bring it across, being guarded by Griffin. Looking to give it up. Trying to pull Gustafson down low. And we got Turner in the game now for the Falcons. Here's a three-pointer that's no good. And somehow Lepistol knocked it back to Beasley. So the Wolverines keep possession. Bolvite hit that three-pointer just a minute ago. Now Lepistol on the wing. Gives it back out to Beasley. His three-pointer in and out, no good. And Turner flags it down for the Falcons and gives it up to Griffin. His shot again, airballed by Griffin, but he'll keep shooting as Beasley. Now Gustafson with a long three, that's good. Caden Gustafson with the three to make it 13-9 at the 10:20 mark of our first half. Waterford with the lead. Griffin now gives it up to Reinberg. Reinberg spin move. Gives it back out to Turner. Turner's open, but he doesn't want to shoot. Now gives it back to Reinberg to Turner. Turner inside. Pulls it back out. And gives it up to Longry. Now they go inside to Reinberg. Then he puts it back out. The three-pointer's no good. And Beasley with a rebound for the Wolverines. Now he loses it, and Griffin picks it up. Here comes Griffin, down quickly. And he couldn't handle Griffin's pass. Was Reinberg, and here comes Lepistol. He'll slow it down now at the 9:30 mark of our first half. Lepistol now gives it up to Gustafson. Now Gustafson goes inside to Dashner. His shot no good. Turner had it, loses it. And now it's going to stay. It'll stay with Waterford. Falcons had the rebound, but couldn't control it. So checking out is Longry, and Luckman checks back in. So Beasley inbounds to Reglin. He gets it over to Gustafson. Gustafson gives it up to Reglin. Now to Beasley. Beasley on the drive. Puts it up and scores off the glass to make it 15-9. 15-9. Waterford with the lead. Griffin with the basketball, being guarded by Reglin. And he's fouled as Reglin is hand-checking him. That's his first foul, team fourth. Again, Westolsha does not have a foul yet on them. 8:50 to go in our first half. Luckman with the basketball. Gives it up to Turner. Down low, they find Veery. Veery couldn't get it to go. Now Beasley with a three. That's good. How about that? A shooter's touch. And timeout called. Timeout called by Westolsha. It's a 60-second timeout. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Looking for a great atmosphere and mouth-watering food? The goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from appetizers to burgers, like Mom Made Them Entrees and fish fries. Stop in 232 North Milwaukee Street in Waterford. That's Doc's on the Fox, located right on the Fox River.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Back to live action here. 18-9 is our score. Waterford doubling up on Wasilla Central so far. And again, Griffin's been cold. He's had five shots. I don't think he hasn't made one yet. So Veary gives it up now to Oppner. Now Griffin. He pulls up. Gives it to Luckman. Luckman then dishes it off. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's no good by Opener. Now he gives it to Turner, and Turner has it taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson comes all the way down. Now he's going to give it up to LaPisto. And they'll bring it out, and he'll give it to Beasley. Beasley now the give and go to Gustafson, can't get it to go, but they saved it. And now Beasley comes inside, and he's fouled on the floor. So getting ready to check in will be Schulte, Brody Schulte, a 6'6" senior for the Falcons. And Longry comes back in for the Falcons. Now they inbound it. Inbound it to Tesmer. Tesmer's in there now. Now from the corner, Veit with the three. That's no good. And a rebound to Luckman. Into the hands of Griffin. Griffin comes down with it. And reach in on Beasley. That's his second, team fifth. So they'll have to keep an eye on that. So they inbound to Reinberg. Reinberg now gives it up to Longry. Longry looking for someone to give it to. Gives it to Luckman. See if he'll go down low with it. Nope. Passes it back out. Almost taken away by LaPisto. Now Longry with it. His three-pointer's no good. Rebound to Reinberg. They're going to call a foul here on the Falcons. That falls on Luckman, his first, team second. So Gustafson with the basketball, down to seven to play in our first half. Again, stick around at halftime. Tim Owens will be our guest, commissioner of the Southern Lakes. Now we got LaPisto with it at the top of the key. Gives it up to Beasley on the wing, and then he comes back on top to Reglin. Reglin now goes on the wing to Tesmer. And then he gives it to Reglin, to Beasley. Beasley on a drive with a scoop shot that's no good. Rebound, though, to the Wolverines. Now LaPisto with the three-pointer. That's good. LaPisto with the three-pointer to make it 21-9. 6:20 to go. So this one's getting away from Wasilla so far. Pass out on top to Reinberg. Gives it to Griffin. Griffin now goes down low to Luckman. Luckman gives it up then. Shot inside is no good by Longry. And got a foul coming up here on the Wolverines. That foul's on Tesmer, his first, team sixth. So Luckman at the line for two. First time tonight for Liam. First one up, a line drive. That's no good. And checking back in will be Dashner for Reglin. Second one up is good by Luckman. Stops the drought. As Beasley brings it across. 21-10 is our score. 5:50 to go. Gustafson to Tesmer. Now Tesmer gives it up to Dashner. Now to LaPistol. LaPistol on a drive. Pulls it back out. Now comes back inside. Now gives it up. Beasley trying to drive inside. He gives it up to Dashner on the wing. Back out on top to LaPistol. Now on the drive. Knocked away, but Gustafson picks it up and gives it to Beasley. Beasley pulls up for the 12-footer. That's in and out. No good. Rebound, though, to Tesmer. And he has it rejected, and here comes Griffin with the basketball. Griffin all the way down, has it taken away by LaPistol. And we got a timeout called by Waterford. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 21-10 is our score. Waterford with the lead. 4:58 to go. What's at stake here tonight? A win by Waterford. They win the Southern Lakes Conference outright. A win by Westosha, and they'll share it. Right now, it doesn't look too good. We're early, but doesn't look too good for the Falcons as they trail by 11. So the Wolverines, the inbound, 4:58 to go. And Gustafson will bring it across. He gives it up to Bierman. Bierman now in the game for the Wolverines. 6 foot guard, junior guard. Now LaPistol at the top of the key. Passes it on the wing to Dashner. Now Dashner gives it up to Beasley. Beasley gives it back out with a no-look pass to LaPistol. Now Bierman got nowhere to go. Gives it to Gustafson. His turnaround shot is no good. And Luckman with the rebound down to Griffin. Griffin putting up a shot that's no good. And it's going to go to Waterford as Griffin stepped on the baseline. Boy, he is cold tonight. And LaPistol will inbound it. 21-10 at the 4-minute mark. LaPistol now almost had it taken away by Griffin. Now gives it up to Dashner. And Dashner gives it to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive. Spin move. Puts it up and scores. And counted. Counted by Caden. That falls on Oppner. His first. Team third. And Caden converts the three-point play to make it 24-10. And Oppner will bring it across. Now they give it to Griffin. He misses again. Rebound to Dashner, into the hands of Gustafson from the corner. LaPistol with the three. No good. Rebound to Longry. Down quickly. Shot is up and good by Reinberg to make it 24-12. trying to cut into that lead are the Falcons. They trail by 12. Now the pistol went inside to Dashner. Then it comes back out on top of the key. To Gustafson now on the drive. Pulls up, shoots, scores off the glass again. Caden Gustafson with another two. He's hot. He's as hot as a pistol tonight. 26-12. Now they get it outside to Reinberg. And Reinberg passes over to Oppner. Now to Griffin. Griffin pulls up, shoots. Still hasn't scored on a jump shot. And it's 26-12 at the 220 mark. Beasley with the basketball. Beasley on the drive now. Puts up a shot that's good. About a four-footer. Little jump fadeaway shot by Beasley to make it 28-12. As Waterford well in command of this one now. Luckman's going to put up a three. That's no good. And a rebound to Gustafson. Gustafson. Little stutter step dribble there by Gustafson. Gave it up then to Beasley and then to Lepisto. Now back to Beasley at the top of the key. Now Dashner at the top of the key to Lepisto. Now Beasley with the three. Banker three, that's good. They can do no wrong right now, Waterford. Now here's a three by the Falcons. That's no good. And here comes Lepisto with it. 31-12, closing in on a minute to go. Another three by Beasley. That's no good. Rebound, though, back to Waterford. Gives it back to Gustafson at the top of the key. As we close in on a minute to go, fast first half. Now Lepisto with the basketball, gives it to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive, pulls up, shoots, can't get it to go. Luckman with the rebound and gives it to Griffin. Griffin pulls up his three, off the mark again. And a rebound to Lepisto. With 36 seconds to go, and Coach Reglin says one shot. Lepisto with it now. Gives it over to Beasley. Now Beasley to Dashner. And then Dashner gives it up to Bierman. And we're going to go the other way with it. Checking back in now will be Reglin for Beasley. With 15 seconds to go. And the inbound to Griffin. And Griffin gets it to Longry. Longry with the three, that's no good. And the rebound to Dashner. Down to Lepisto. Puts up a wild shot, that's no good. And that's the end. That's the end of our first half of play with our score, Waterford 31, Nostosia 12. We'll step away for 2 minutes, and then we'll have our special halftime guest, Tim Owens. On. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
If you miss any of tonight's game, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, go to dgsports.mixler.com.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Now we, it's our pleasure to bring in Tim Owens, the conference commissioner of the Southern Lake Conference. I don't think you expected this one to be the way it is right now at halftime.
I did not at all. I thought that this was going to be a little bit closer at half, but got to give it to Waterford. Nick had them prepared. And they're shooting well. You know, Westosha is, I know that they've missed a couple key shots, a couple big turnovers that Waterford has capitalized on. So I give some credit to Waterford, but you know what? There's another 18 minutes, and Westosha is too good of a team to lay down and let this be the final.
Well, you saw what happened in the JV1 game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Westosha was up at one point by 16 or 18 points against Waterford, and Waterford clawed back into it. So yep. Let's take a moment now to talk a little bit about the tournament starting next week. I suppose we can start with the Southern Lakes. Yep. And actually, if we look here, Tim, Westosha Central kind of shocked me that they got a three seed.
Yes.
And,
yes. And I think it also shocked Coach Heilberg as well. I saw him on Saturday, and I asked him what he thought. He goes, I'll be happy with getting a six. He said, but I think that's all we're going to get. And then when he got a three, I know he's very happy with that. And, you know, it's a testament to what they've been doing all year. So, good for them.
He's got a very winnable region to get to sectionals. So, we'll see how that plays out. Another one of our teams, Racine Horlick, well, they'll play at Milwaukee Riverside. That's a play-in game.
Yep.
On Tuesday night. So good luck to the Rebels. And then Racine Case, they will have to travel to Kenosha Bradford on Friday night. And Bradford playing very well now.
Yeah, Coach Leach is having them play really well. I got the chance to see them play a couple times this year. And most recently was against when Lake Geneva Badger went there. It was nice when some of my teams go 5 minutes up the road from my house. I can go over and watch. But, they're really special. They got this freshman. I don't know his name. Number two, I think, or number zero even. Kid shoots really well. I'm a big fan of his.
Well, if we move to Division Two, and we can see, to no one's surprise, Waterford got the one seed.
Yep.
And in the bottom half of that quadrant is one of your brother's teams out of his conference, Racine Park.
They're special.
And this sets up beautifully for those two to meet for the right to, if everything goes right, to meet for the right to go to Madison.
They do, you know, and I'm obviously a big fan of that Waterford getting that one seed. It's a nice sectional that they can get out of. They can get to that sectional final against Park. But I do know that Whitnall will be ready for them. They've been kind of an Achilles heel for the Southern Lakes Conference the last couple of years, but I know Waterford had beat them early on this season pretty handily, but that was pretty early, so I'm pulling Waterford out of that one.
Okay.
That'll be fun if Park and Waterford get to that final. Me and Dan can go at it.
And then we get to Division Three. I'm assuming both Reylou and St. Catharines will win their regional semifinal games.
Yep.
And they will meet at St. Catharines on Saturday night. Does it shock you that St. Catharines got the two instead of Racine Lutheran.
It does. I was expecting it to be flip-flop, just the way that the Metro Classic is shaping up and some of the big wins that Racine Lutheran has had. But you know what? You got to play everybody. You got to get through everybody. So regardless, I know that Racine Lutheran would like to have that home game against their rival, St. Cat's. But regardless where that's going to be at, it's going to be a tremendous basketball game.
While we're on the topic of Racine Lutheran, Dick, they're up 47-25 at halftime over the Prairie School. No score anywhere for St. Cat's Dominican yet.
Okay, St. Cat's needs a win tonight to share the conference title with Racine Lutheran. So
I know my dad is up at that St. Cat's Dominican game. I was expecting a score update, but he's failed me.
Well, maybe he'll send me one later. I don't know. But then we get to Division Four. Actually, in Division Three, I don't have them highlighted, but Kenosha St. Joe's, they had to move up to Division Three, so they're gonna have a rough road this year.
Yeah, they got their hands full with their sectional that they got. But you know what? I think Kyle and Jenny will have them ready. And you know, Chris Kennessy, I mean, anytime you get a Kennessy on the floor, I mean,
yes. Miracles
can happen. I mean, we've seen it for the last couple of years when Eric was there. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do down the stretch as well.
Yeah, they will get a home game. They'll play St. Anthony, which is a 12 seed. Kenosha St. Joe's.
Oh, one of my old schools.
Is a 5 seed. And they'll play, the winner of that game will have to go to Milwaukee, Washington. That'll be a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know too much about some of the schools in MPS at the moment, but historically speaking, they've been pretty strong. So.
And then we got the Prairie School. They're going to host next Tuesday night against Milwaukee Living Learning, Lifelong Learning. And that's a game that they probably can win.
I would agree. And then they go to Salaam.
Yep. So that's another game that they should be competitive in.
Yeah, I would agree. Jason will have those guys ready to go as well.
And then they'll play the winner of, well, Clinton and Destiny have to play, and then the winner of that plays Deerfield. And then those two will play for, that come out of those games will play
yep. For
the regional final.
It's always an interesting part of the season. It's always a fun part of the season when we get to March, so I'm super excited about it.
And then finally, our last team, Palmyra Eagle, will host the 12-seeded Catholic Central Hilltoppers. And say what you want, but Steve Smith, he's really battled with those kids. They're in that conference now,
yep. The
Midwest Conference, and they're yep. Playing competitive. And they got a very, very nice sophomore player that's averaging almost 30 points a game.
Wow, that's impressive.
So
good for him.
Keep an eye on him.
Absolutely.
As we go along. So what do you expect then, Tim, before we let you go? We got about a minute to go.
Are we talking about the game here tonight?
Yeah.
I'm expecting West Ocho to come back. Like I said, there's still 18 minutes to go. I mean, anything can happen. James and company will not let them lay down and just take it from Waterford. And Waterford has to keep up the intensity that they have. They have to keep hitting the shots, getting the rebounds, and forcing those turnovers. As long as they do that, I think it's going to work out for Waterford.
And keep in mind, Elijah Griffin has not shot well in that first
I
game.
Was actually going to ask if you guys had a stat on it, because I don't think I've seen him hit anything yet.
He's got one.
Yeah, he's 2 for 2 from the line. That's the only stat recorded tonight.
Okay. All right.
Guys, thank you so much for having me on. I'm sure we'll see you down the road. Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Owens. All right. The Wolverines will get the first possession to start our second half. And LaPistol inbounds it to Gustafson. Gustafson gives it up to Brechtel. Brechtel then gives it back to Gustafson. And then Beasley with it. Now Beasley driving inside. Now here's Brechtel from the corner. His three-pointer's no good. And the rebound to Luckman into the hands of Griffin. Got to get Griffin going. Spin move by Griffin. Inside. Shot up is good by Reinberg. Makes it 31-14. And a lot more pressure being employed by the Falcons to start this second half. Pass goes across court to LaPistol inside to Beasley. Beasley shot short off the ring and the rebound to Longry, to Griffin. Now they go inside to Luckman. His shot up is short, but it comes back out. Now Griffin's going to put up a three. That's no good. Luckman gets the rebound and gives it back to Griffin. Griffin on the drive. He'll shoot it from the corner this time. Still hasn't hit one. And Gustafson gets it down quickly to Brechtel, and he can't get it to go, but he's fouled. So he'll go to the line to shoot two.
At this point, Dick, Griffin's got to do something to get it out of his head.
Yep. So that foul was on Reinberg, his first, team first. So at the line is Brechtel to shoot two. First one up is good. He's got a nice game going. Second one up, also good. So make it 33-14. As we played a minute and a half, there a shot by Luckman is no good. And here comes Brechtel the other way. Inside, puts it up and scores on a reverse layup. Chase Brechtel with the basket to make it 35-14. Now they try to go inside, and Beasley intercepts it. Comes down, puts up a wild shot, that's no good, and they say last touch by Waterford. James Heilberg not happy at all with his Falcons. Now Griffin throws it down quickly to Luckman, and Luckman passes back out to Longry. Longry passes across court to Griffin, and then Griffin has a no-look pass to Luckman. Inside, Luckman, and they're going to get a Waterford Wolverine for a foul here. That foul's on Beasley. That's his third. Jameson's third. So they get it into Luckman. And Luckman throws it back out to Reinberg, to Griffin. Now Luckman at the top of the key. Gives it up to Oppner. Three-pointer's good. Three-pointer's good by Oppner to make it 35-17. Gustafson with the basketball now. We've played 2.5 minutes here in the second half. Gustafson with the three-pointer. That's good. Caden Gustafson with a three-pointer to make it 38-17. Now Griffin with the no-look pass, and then the shot up by Oppner is no good. Oppner had it blocked, so they'll try to get it inside. And LaPisto scores on the steal by LaPisto. He scores to make it 40-17. We played 3 minutes. Now Longry throws it out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, I should say, by Waterford. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul. That falls on LaPisto, his first. Team first. So Longry, the inbound. Inbounds to Griffin. He can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Waterford. I didn't see it. It went off Griffin's hands. Out of bounds. Luckman to inbound. To Griffin. Griffin, no look pass to Luckman. Coming inside. Putting it up. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And that foul will be on Dashner. Nope. Brechtel. Looked like it was Dashner, so Brechtel, one for two for Luckman. First one up is good. Next break we get, we'll go through our scoring. So we know where we stand with these players. Second one up. Hits the ring. No good. LaPisto with the rebound. And in the backcourt, Waterford got it across, though. Raglan now with the basketball, gives it up to Brechtel. He goes across, tries to go across court to LaPistol, but it's knocked out of bounds, luckily by Wistosha. Oh, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Oppner. That's his second, team second. Caden Gustafson with the basketball now. Gives it to LaPistol. LaPistol now gave it to Brechtel to Gustafson. Now Raglan gives it up to LaPistol at the top of the key. And they'll run it again, that motion offense by Waterford. Dashner now. Dashner driving inside. Throws it back out to Raglan, and Raglan gives it to LaPistol. Now to Dashner. Under 14 to play now. Gustafson now to Brechtel. Brechtel to LaPistol. It's like a free throw. That's no good. And Luckman with the rebound. And coming down quickly is Longry. Longry's going to put up a three. That's no good. Tip-in is good. A two-handed tip-in by Luckman to make it 40-20. 13:25 to go. Now Raglan with the basketball. Gives it up to Gustafson. His shot up is no good. And it's good by Brechtel as Dashner saved it, and Brechtel put it back in and was fouled. Fouled by Griffin, his first. Team third. So at the line, Brechtel for one. And it's good. Three for three from the line for Chase. And it's 43-20. Here's a three-pointer that's no good. Rebound, though, and then driving inside and scoring is Reinberg. And what do we got here? I think a warning.
Hey, this could be a delay game against Wistosha. They hit the ball, and it landed right in Waterford kid's face.
Oh, so, okay.
Not intentional, but total delay game.
All right, checking back in is Beasley for Raglan. 43-22. LaPistol in the inbound. Gets it in, and then it's taken away. And then LaPistol intercepts it and gets it down to Gustafson. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound to Brechtel, and he gets it to Raglan, then taken away. Was taken away by the Falcons, but they call a foul. The foul's on Oppner, his third, team fourth. So LaPistol of the inbound, 12:39 to go in regulation. They get it into Beasley, and he scores. Makes it 45-22. And Oppner will bring it across. A long road now for the Falcons. They pass it into Reinberg down low. And he has it almost taken away by LaPistol. Possession arrow to Wistosha. 12:18 to go. Get it in. Shot up is knocked away. Knocked away by Tesmer. And they're gonna warn both players. And Coach Reglin's son was involved in it. And we got a technical foul. We got a technical foul called on one of the Waterford players. So the technical foul was on Tesmer. Griffin makes the free throw. That's only his third point, I believe. And he makes the second. So Tesmer, that was his second foul, fourth team foul. And Longry, two in. Now we're going to have another foul called.
That one's embellishment warning again against